Thank you, sister, for getting us back on the air. It's so nice to be coming in your place of listening, wherever you may be. Trust it on this beautiful day that you've been to the house of the Lord and planning on maybe going back again tonight to hear the Word of God and get our hearts encouraged for every word of time we need this day we're in. We're living in troublesome times, as we all know that, but I'm glad the Lord sitting on the throne. Talking to some of them out here a minute ago, one of them asked the question, where was God at when that school shooting took place? And he's the same place he was when his son was crucified on the cross. He's still sitting on the throne. So God still got everything in control. He knows what's going on. He's going to take care of his own, and he's going to take care of them that ain't his, so to speak. Much in prayer for us for a little while today. I want to go back to the thought that was on last week. We want to read some of the verses again and read some more. We were preaching last week on people not having a clue of what's going on in our day. They're wringing their hands and doing everything in the world and don't know what's going on. But I'm glad if we'll read the Word of God and pray and ask His help, He'll show us a few things of what's going on and where we are at in God's book. So let's look in the Bible here. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24, again read it in verse number 36, said, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So I read this right here, and the Bible said, "And they knew not." Other words, again, we want to get on. People have no clue of what's going on. I thought about that we see them today and hear it on the news, and it's terrible about the shootings going on. But as the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible said men's heart was set on evil continually. And the Bible said also, amen, that the earth was filled with violence. And you want to say, "Preacher, why was that?" Because people had forgot God. Amen. We have today a people saying, get gun control. Gun control is not our problem. God control is our problem. We've controlled God out of it. And guns don't cause shootings or killings no more than flies cause garbage. Amen. It's just that plain and simple. So let's look at what's going on today, as it was our generation today. It's all mixed up. I've said it several times. It's mixed up as a termite in a bowling ball. We don't know what's going on. But I come up a few days ago sitting at the house of studying and began to meditate in my mind and look back and some things, and I got to run pondering in my mind, you just don't see children out in the yard playing anymore. Amen. They just ain't out there playing. You notice if you drive down the road yourself, you occasionally. But as a whole, when I was younger, children would get out in the yard playing. But now we have so many of these electronical devices, so they sit in the house and never get out and learn how to communicate with a fellow person or whatnot. But I thought about, we wonder what's going on. And I might just tell us a few things today. The Bible said that, amen, or teaches us that, amen, the nation that forget God shall be, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nation that forget God. So back in the 40s, and I'm just going to get it just like it is, back in the 40s, People used to go to the house of God. They worshiped God. Sinners would even go to the house of God. The building would be full and the yard would be full of sinners getting around the house of God. But when the 40s come on, TV come on, then in the 50s, God was out. Amen. People turned away from God. The churches, the crews began to come down. So in the 40s, TV come out. People went into that. Then they went, got away and kicked God out of their home. It went out of home before it went out of our church houses. People say that God's not in many of our churches today, but it was gone out of the home far before it was gone out of the church. Amen. As long as God's in the house and we go to the house of God, God will be in the church. But we rejected God down at our house. Amen. So he's not going down to the church house. Bless your heart. We're living in a day just like they were in the Laodicean age. The people are gathering on at the church and they're going in and having what they call worship service, but the Lord not in the midst of it. He's on the outside knocking and wanting in. Amen. So when the 40s, when the television come in, 50s, God was out of our house. Then we come on, we blame it on the government, but when God went out of the house, then in the 60s they come along, amen, and done away with prayer in school, took the Bible reading out. Amen. Up till then, our children had a wisdom and knowledge of God Almighty. But in the 50s, when we kicked him out of our homes, then in the 60s, we kicked him out of our schools. Amen. God bless your heart. We sat around, somebody said, well, that's what's wrong, because Mary Madeline O'Hara took prayer out of school. Amen. But that's not the problem. The prayer was gone out of a home before it was ever gone out of school. You cannot legislate, ain't God, prayer out of school. Amen. You'll see in the Word of God about a man called Daniel, the Bible said, ain't God, he prayed to the Lord 3 times a day. And the people didn't like it like they are in our time today. So therefore they passed the law going to keep Daniel from praying. Ain't God, but Daniel, he did not pay no attention to the laws of man. Daniel just kept praying 3 times a day like he always did. Amen. That's what we ought have done in the 60s instead of giving up. Amen. If we hadn't let him get out of our house, if we had still been praying at home, I still have the reading of the Word of God in the house and teaching our children about the ways of God, when the 60s come, ain't God, he wouldn't have been kicked out of the schools. Amen. Then when the 70s, later in the 60s, they had this long-haired bunch come here from England, which they called the Beatles. Then had Elvis Presley with his rock and roll. Then our young folks turned to that because there's no God in the house. Amen. Ain't God, and we wonder today, ain't got a clue what's going on. Amen. I bless your heart. Them long-haired Beatles come in here singing that music. Elvis Presley getting up rocking and rolling. Ain't God, and our young generation went to that. Amen. Then that generation today is the one that's ruling and reigning in our nation. It's that crowd that forgot God. Ain't God, we wonder what's going on. Thank God, then I come this what we call, amen, free love set time. Amen, when people just do whatever feels good. Amen, just do whatever you want to do. And we've not got a clue. Well, what's going on in our day to day? Bless your heart. Then we come up with the 70s. Friend of mine, bless your heart when they, hey, God made this Roe versus Wade, Wade versus Roe, whatever. Amen. When when he had the abortion, how they made it legal. Thank God there's more kids being killed today, unborn babies, than has ever been killed in any shooting or going on. Thank God we wonder, have no clue, what's going on. Thank God we forgot God. And but the Bible said in Hosea's writing, if we did God forget his commandments, he said, I'll also forget your children, my generation. Thanks be unto God, I was raised in that generation. But I'm glad God had mercy. God called me. God give me a space of repentance. My friend and I took the time. I took the space. I heeded to the voice of God. My friend and God marvelously saved me by his grace. And God pulled me out of that generation. I set my feet up on the solid rock. He established my goings. And we're living today again in a generation that have no clue what's going on. My friends, you hear me. And you hear me well. Let's look. Now if we would. Amen. I was over at the grocery store just a few days ago. I just show you the kind of generation we have today. There was a young boy there, probably 5-6 year old, going around with his mother. I just acting like a wild Comanche Indian on the warpath. Amen. I was walking along behind just to watch him. He was trying to tear up this and trying to tear up that. And mama wasn't paying a bit of attention to him. But his mama had a broom and the buggy she's a pushing. And the little boy went over and got that broom and warped his mama upside the head. I thought, well, my son draw back and warp her again. Thanks be unto God. What's the problem? I know God. Thank God it's not the guns. Amen. It's not the bombs. It's because we've got God control. We've controlled him right out of our homes. We've controlled him right out of our schools. We've controlled him in everything today. I don't want God. Ain't got a messing with us. And we've even got him cut out of our church today as a whole. But the Bible said here now, and let's look at it. Amen. Bless your heart. In Luke chapter number 17, I believe it is. And begin verse number 26. I read back over there Matthew as it was in the days of Noah. Amen. Here in Luke giving another account of it. As it was in the days of Noah. So shall it all be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, how they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, how they planted and they builded. Do we not see that in our day today? How the very sign of the time of Noah, how the very sign of the time of Amen Lot, and we have no clue of what's going on. Ring in our hands, running to and fro, and don't know what to do. I'll tell you what we need to do. In God's Second Chronicles, chapter number 7, I believe it is. And verse number 14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, I will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, I will heal their land. Friend, if we want America to be healed again, if we want our homes healed again, if we want our children healed again, we're going to have to turn and go back to God. Amen. Just make our way back to Him. If He'll hear us and pray, oh, bless His name. We ain't got a clue in what's going on. How we blame it on the president. How we blame it on the Congress. How we blame it on the Democrats. How we blame it on the Republicans. How but I blame it on the people of God. Amen. God, I believe with all my heart, God has set that man in the White House as to be our president. I believe God has set him there to judge us because of our wicked and low-down ways. No neighborly love anymore. No care for one another. We've got so cold-hearted. Amen. Stiff-necked. God left us alone. Look like just going to let us go. Amen. To our own destruction. The Bible said, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, how they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day, amen, the Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Now, friend, let's go back, if you would, to Ezekiel. As he said, as it was in the days of Lot. Let's see what started all this in Lot's day. Let's see what got Sodom and Gomorrah corrupt. Let's see what got them, amen, away from God. God told his people one time, he said, when I put you in that land, in houses that you didn't build, amen, vineyards that you didn't plant, wells that you did not dig, amen, said, beware, lest you forget God. My generation has had some of our old forefathers, bless his holy name, stand up and preach the word of God to us. But you know what we've done? We moved in on their inheritance, and we forgot God. So therefore God is a judge in us. Amen. The Bible said in Deuteronomy, he's talking about Jacob, said she's whacked fat, she's kicked, and she has forgot God. Amen. You know that's what's happened today. Our old forefathers didn't have nothing. Amen. When I was a kid, I lived in houses you could see chickens are walking under them. I threw the cracks in the floor. I went blowing in around, you'd have to tie the curtains. Amen. To keep the wind from flopping them out. Amen. Didn't have anything. I depended on God. But now we've got everything. Ain't got good fancy home. Our central heating air. Two or three cars in the carport. A bunch of plastic gods in our pocket. And we don't have to depend on God. We forgot Him. And God said He would forget our children. Amen. Now let's look at what happened in Lot's day in Ezekiel. Amen. Chapter number 16. And verse number 48, let's read about this. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Now you listen to what he said, and we don't have a clue to what's going on. Now behold, this was the iniquity how thy sister Sodom. I'm going to stop here just for a minute. The first one is pride. Amen, pride. I guess that's the greatest sin that ever was committed, is a sin of pride in our heart. You know that sin of pride is what made the devil out of an angel. Amen. Bible said Lucifer was lifted up in his heart. Amen. Bless your heart. Pride made a devil out of an angel. And where do we think we get by with pride in our heart today? And God said this was the beginning of the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah. Was pride. Boy, I never seen to lack of pride in all my life. Amen. We're proud about everything. Proud, haughty, hated, high-minded. Amen. You'll find about Hezekiah. How the Bible said that God, amen, sent Isaiah over there to tell him, I said, get set your house in order. Amen. Because you're going to die and not live. And the Bible said that Hezekiah, and God turned his head toward the wall and began to weep before God. I said, God, you know how I've walked before you, how I've done that which is right. And it got God's attention. And God, I sent Isaiah back and tell him, I said, I heard your prayer. I'm going to heal you. And I'm going to add unto you 15 years. Amen. I'll overskip what it's to give. To the point I'm getting at. Hezekiah'd have been a whole lot better off if he'd have died right there. How then he would have after God had him 15 years. Because in that 15 years, Hezekiah got lifted up in pride. Amen. I bless your heart. Pride is a destroying our country today. Amen. Pride everywhere from the pulpit. Amen. The White House down to the hen house. Amen. Pride. Fullness of bread. Amen. Do we not see that today? We don't have a clue of what's going on. As long as we get our way, got our pride, get things like we want it. Amen. Got fullness of bread. And I ain't seen too many people around in this part of the country that's starving to death. I bless the Lord for the food. I sure do. Amen. But fullness of bread. Having everything at our fingertips. And when you get that way, you don't think you need God. If I hear an old millionaire preaching one time to a bunch of youth. Thank God he was a millionaire, multi-millionaire. And he told him, I'm going to tell you young folks something. I said, you need God worse when you've got a dollar in your pocket than you do when you ain't. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we get a little stuff and it'll go to our head and we'll forget God and come just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Bible said here now, amen, pride, fullness of bread and abundance of idleness. Do we see that today? Amen. Back when I was a kid, there wasn't no such thing as idle time. Amen. My daddy farmed. Amen. He worked at a sawmill, me and my brother.
Hank, I didn't get to go to school much. We had to plow the mules like a crop. We just didn't have no idleness of time. Hank's been to God. When it rained, we'd go to the corn crib. Hank shelf corn, get it ready. After the 30 days. Amen. And when it did, we'd get too wet to plow. I would get an axe and go to the new ground and start cutting bushes. But now then our children, as I said, they're not out playing. They're in the house, on a computer, on a tablet, on an iPod. Amen. Don't know a thing in the world about work or trusting God. Amen. Abundance of idleness of time. Boy, I've never seen it. We're living in a day. I remember how well, whenever I was a kid, my mama, our mother, and our older daughter, sister, amen, he'd go down to the branch, take a wash pot, had gotten a couple of wash tubs, amen, and a rug board. Me and my brother'd have to cut wood, amen, to burn around the wash pot, to heat the water, to boil the clothes. I bless your heart. I didn't have no idleness of time. Amen. You think about now, then you go and got an automatic washing machine. Ain't God in a dryer, and I praise God for them. I ain't preaching against them. I would seem like then they had more time for their family and their neighbors when they had to boil water. Amen. And boil the clothes. I wash them on a rug board. How than we've got now. When all you got to do is throw them in an automatic washer. When they get through, throw them in a dryer. I didn't get them out. But we ain't got time. I to sit down and read and study the Word of God anymore. Amen. I know this is popular, but this is what got Sodom in the shape it was in. Idleness was in her daughter. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Now that's what led to Sodom down in sodomy. And I'm going to tell you that America today is sitting in the same place that Sodom was sitting in Ezekiel chapter 16. Pride, fullness of bread, idleness of time. We got in that place. As I said, all these electronics has taken our time, and our children never hear us read the Word of God, pray in the house, seek God, and ask for His help. Amen. We're right in the very same spot. And the Bible said they committed abominations. Other words, their idleness of time, they turned to sodomy. What's our nation doing today? Come on now. What's our nation doing today? Amen. They're turning to sodomy. Government backing it. God, just about all your department stores is backing it. I mean, just about everybody's backing it. God bless your heart to get their filthy lucre. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Here's what God said. Right after that, the Bible said, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Then he said, therefore I took them away as I saw good. Amen. They committed their abomination. They had their pride. They had their abundance of fullness of bread. Had their abundance of idleness. They had everything at their fingertips. So therefore they turned to abomination, just like our nations are doing. And God took them away as He saw fit. You know that's going to happen again. God's going to judge this nation. Just as sure as I'm standing before this microphone, I didn't get to nowhere near to where I want to get. Maybe the Lord let us next Sunday get a little further with it. I want to find out there ain't a lot of us that God's reprobating. A lot of us, God's sending strong delusion that we'll believe a lie and be down. Again, you remember this. Amen. We don't have one iota of what's going on, one clue of what's going on today. We blame it on politicians, but it's our sin that's sinking our ship. At this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.